These are excerpts from The Vampire's Shared Bride by Bonnie Burroughs. Siona Radku had the feeling she was standing on the precipice of greatness. Walking around the small studio space in her parents' home, Siona just knew something big was about to happen. Stopping in front of the large picture window, she willed her mind to quiet and waited for the beautiful light streaming in the space to calm her. Siona really needed to focus on finishing her current art piece before she left the studio today. Kayla opened the driver's side door. Flights of emotion, flights of madness for painting, flights of weirdly accurate fortune-telling, yes. But I'll agree with you, the airplanes of fancy elude you. Siona smirked. That's why you're my bestie. I need you to be my clouds. Kayla squeezed Siona's hand and started the car. All right, babe. One last hurdle and then we're free for life. Frederick smiled and finished the thought. Then the blazes won't fold. They operate off leadership. Mrs. Kettle was confused.
Do you really think they'll both be waiting inside?
Our intel said that they were firmly in human form while on this side of the veil. I can't imagine they would have risked such fragile bodies to the chance at war. As the entrance to the manor appeared ahead, Michael finished the debate.
Well, we're about to find out.
These are excerpts from Into the Emerald by Ray McDaniels.
Joe is quiet when we get back to the house. This is her last night here. Tomorrow night will be spent in the apartment, and Saturday the house will be emptied of everything she has ever known. It's a warm summer evening, and the French doors from her bedroom to the deck are open. She is standing out there alone, hugging herself. I walk up without saying anything and put my arms around her.
A giant chipmunk? She is grinning.
It was huge, and it came out of nowhere.
She's laughing now. Kinda like the cyclist?
Are you making fun of me?
I say, smiling.
Maybe a little, she says, smiling at me.
These are excerpts from Demon Lore by Carolyn Bentley. I take a soothing sip of beer and let the liquid slip across my tongue and slide down my throat while I watch Will's face splash across the evening news. Not even beer cures the emotional chills shaking my core. Nothing in my training as a nurse prepared me to see my friend and coworker lying in a pool of his own blood, dying. And no class exists to train one on the after effects of looking too deep into another's mind. One black eyebrow skims upward.
We can't figure out why the Justicia has attached itself to you.
The what?
Justicia, the Sword of Justice, that bracelet you're wearing.
It has a name?
I drop my gaze to my wrist, the glow of the kitchen light absorbing into the silver. Of course it has a name. It wants me to learn it, wants me to learn about it, wants me to use it the way it was made to be used.